KX93.5. The arts festivals are over in town, so that's done. But almost immediately, a great schedule of entertainment begins. And the first, and one of the biggest things in town is Laguna Dance Festival. Joy Dipburner is here with us, Executive Director of Laguna Dance Festival. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure. Yeah. The dance festival starts tonight, officially.
Yes, we kick it off tonight at Art Walk. And we're having, should I go ahead and?
Yeah, please.
Okay. We're going to have two great companies at Art Walk tonight. The one will be Kybella at the Laguna Art Museum. And they will dance at 6:30 and again at 7. And then the second company is Entity Contemporary Dance. And they are at the gorgeous Dawson Cole Gallery. And
on
they
Glenary
also.
Street there. Glenarion right. Forest kind of
right,
thing.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Now, Kybella from LA, right?
Yes.
And Entity is a more local
right.
outfit.
Yeah. So Kybella at the Art Museum and Entity at Dawson Cole, and they will also dance at 6:30 and 7. So you can see one and then dash over to the other location and see the second one.
So the word dance covers a multitude of sins.
Many.
what can people expect from these two groups?
Well, they're both contemporary. No one's going to be on point. but they're also just fabulous companies. They both have their own style. And I don't know. I'm not going to say a lot because I want you to be surprised. But one of the groups were actual students of our artistic director from UC when she was a professor at UCI, which is Jody Gates. And so it's a local Irvine group. I've seen them both dance. They're both very different. I would say Cabell is a little bit more, I don't know if the word's contemporary or a little bit more out there, more modern, but all very interesting and fabulous dancers.
You said that, but like that group Entity, they're quite famous for addressing social issues in their dancing. And I was just reading this morning that they did a show in 2014 called Braxton versus Oregon, where they narrated the Death with Dignity Act through movement. I mean, this is pretty far out there. You know, that's the act where people are allowed, in Oregon, where people are allowed to euthanize themselves. I guess, is that redundant? Euthanize yourself?
No, I don't think so.
No, but you're allowed to, die with dignity.
We can do it here now, can't we?
Well, not right now. We've got a show to do.
Later, after the show, if I bomb. But you have to say I'm going to die anyway in 6 months. Yeah, I think we can do. I think California, it's allowed now, isn't it?
Is it now? Well, there you go, you see.
Yeah, so this is taking a real turn, everybody.
Yeah. You didn't expect that, did you?
Let's don't let the show bomb.
That's the thing about dance. It could be seen as something, as an anachronism, like something that's old school and all. And yet these companies are really pushing back the boundaries and doing something modern. And obviously it's still all about movement and the beauty of the human body, I guess, and human movement.
Right.
So tell us about some other events that are going. What's the headliner this year?
The headliner for this year for the performances, which start on Thursday, next Thursday, will be Paul Taylor Dance Company. They've been around for over 50 years from New York City. They're absolutely amazing. We're so excited to have them. We've never been able to get them here before. And the iconic Paul Taylor.
Is he still alive, Paul Taylor?
Yes, he is. He is alive. He's not in the best of health. I think he's 86 or something.
He's totally iconic. He danced with Martha Graham,
the biggest name in
dance. Yeah,
he's probably the most famous choreographer still alive. Huh. He's amazing. He's not coming.
Okay, but it's the group.
But the company's coming. The
company's coming, good.
And I know the audience can't see this, but there's a gorgeous guy, Mike, on our postcard, and he is coming.
So Mike's going to be there.
Mike is going to be
Excellent.
There.
Excellent.
And also, Mike is going to be there Wednesday night before the show starts to do a backstage rehearsal, which is free to everyone, can come. It's going to be about 45 minutes. We'll have two dancers and a former dancer, Patrick Corbin, who used to dance for Paul Taylor, will be narrating and taking us through what it's like to go through a rehearsal. That's free at the Playhouse at 7 o'clock on Wednesday the 13th. So everyone come and watch what they do when they go through a rehearsal. Then Thursday night, the actual performance start. There'll be a talk first at 6:30, and then if you want to meet the director and ask some questions about the performance, then at 7:30, the performance lasts about 2 hours. Friday night, then comes a company, an international company. We're trying to get more international companies, Ballet BC. We've never had them before either, so this is very exciting. And we're going to do choreography by women. So the pieces that are going to be shown are from women choreographers, so it's pretty exciting too. They'll be Friday night at 7:30. Again, pre-show at 6:30, talk, then 7:30. And then Saturday night's Paul Taylor again. No pre-show talk because we have a reception afterwards. So you can meet all the artists. And then Sunday afternoon with Ballet BC again.
Well, it sounds like you've really stepped up your game this year. Not that it was bad in previous years, but kind of sophisticated and a little bit more international and diverse flavor to the whole thing.
Yes.
Okay, so tickets are available at Laguna Dance Festival. .org.
And you guys have a student price, which I think is really cool.
Yes.
Tickets are $65 or $75 for the two performances, but it's almost half that for a student.
Yes, and we've kept the prices for students quite low over the years. We've never actually raised them because part of our mission is to educate and develop new artists, and that's really one of our missions. So we also... Let me just say this before I get off on another tangent. It's $65 for adults, $35 for students. Saturday is a little more expensive because everyone can come to the reception afterwards for wonderful wine that's being donated. And so it's going to be really good wine. And it's not going to be Charles Schwab or whatever that is. Not water.
I think Charles Schwab is an investment firm.
What is that stuff? Two Buck Chuck. It's not Two Buck Chuck.
It's not going to be Fidelity. Or E-Trade.
E-Trade. We should have a wine called. It's early, boys, and I haven't had my coffee. Okay, it's $5 more for students that night, and a little bit more for adults, but worth it because you get to meet all the dancers, and they're so lovely. They do this; their careers are short usually because it's such a physical activity. But they love what they do. And the one thing I want to say about going to the Playhouse, the Laguna Playhouse is 420 seats. Mm-hmm. It's a very intimate setting. And you can actually see the expressions on the faces of the dancers. It's not like going to the Segerstrom or even the Barclay, where you are so far away.
Well, yeah, you can be, yeah.
This is, you're in it.
Yeah.
And you're feeling it. And it's one place where we can all go in these troubled times and just suspend all of our thoughts for 2 hours and really get into the movement.
How important is dance in Laguna's art scene? Because it's maybe not nearly as looked at as painting and sculpting and what the art festivals usually do, or even music. Aside from your festival, there's not much dance that goes on in town. So what do you guys hope to do to improve that? Is that part of your mission?
Oh, yes. We are world-class. There's a lot of art in Laguna, but they don't bring in always world-class people. I mean, Paul Taylor, you would have to go to the Kennedy Center to see him.
Mm-hmm.
But here they are in Laguna, in our little theater, and people should take advantage of this. It's a very unique opportunity, and I believe that the Arts Council really believes in our mission because we want to diversify the kind of art here. Not everybody just wants painting and music. They want other kinds of art. That's one of the missions of the commission. They wrote this big study about what people want.
Yep.
More international and more diversity. And I think we offer that, as well as education. We started a scholarship last year. And we've given away 2 scholarships to seniors at Laguna Beach High School. And we also have given scholarships to local people who applied. And we'll be giving 5 more this year as well. One to the Wooden Floor, a couple to the Arts OC, and then a couple to other local people that applied. So we are continuing our mission of educating and expanding the arts. So
yeah, you are, and it's worth embracing. I really think so. You know, I was just at a wedding in England, and as part of the wedding, one of the nieces or nephews of the bride did a little ballroom dancing display during the wedding. It was a nice little extra thing. You know, the band played, and these two little kids at 9 and 11 or something did this thing. Everybody loved it because it's family and blah de blah.
Yeah.
But later on, the band played standards, and Ava and I tried to ballroom dance waltz.
Well, that would have been
interesting.
Stepped
on each other's toes. And I said, so you know what? When we get back to Laguna, we're going to take a class. We're totally going to take a class. It's, you know, there are classes around. People can go and embrace this thing. It's certainly physical and good exercise and a lovely way to sort of have an intimate moment with your partner. So I'm not going to become the greatest dancer on the planet. Don't get me wrong. But I think it's a lovely thing to be able to do with your partner. It's just just one element of dance, you know, that's that we had not thought about. And going to events like this is another way to embrace this art form, which is in some ways maligned. You know, it's not, we don't see enough of it.
I just saw a study that dancing will extend your life.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember where I saw it. I wish I would have brought
it. Not the way I do it.
Not, maybe not. And probably not
Ava.
I'm probably shortening my wives as well.
Yeah. Well, we have master classes.
Do you really?
Oh, yes.
So you've got classes too. Tell us about that.
Okay. So on September 9th, which is Saturday, we have our first master class, which is again taught by Patrick Corbin, who was one of the Paul Taylor stars.
Yeah.
And that will be at the high school. And you can look on our website and see this, any of the times and the place. I'll look it up on here because there's so much going on. It's at noon. And then we have another master class the next day on Sunday, and that's Choreograph Your Career. It's a four-hour class for people that want to. Not everybody can go on and be a star, but there are many things you can do. Photograph photography, be a choreographer, go into physical therapy. We have a doctor speaking who used to be a dancer. We have a photographer speaking and two very, very quite famous dancers also coming. And Jody Gates, who's a choreographer and a professor, she's speaking. So that's, we've never done this before. We're really excited about that.
Awesome. So you really do have a lot. I'm glad we got to that.
Yes.
Because that's really important. So it's lagunadancefestival.org.
Right.
And it starts tonight at First Thursday's Art Walk at 6:30 tonight. The Kybell Dance Theatre and Entity Contemporary Dance. No, please do if you've got something else you need to talk about. Please.
Well, there's one other master class. Ballet BC will be teaching their master class on Sunday from 10 to noon before the performance at the Playhouse.
The Playhouse, yeah.
Great. Do you have to be anything near a master to take the master class, or can you have no idea how to ballet?
No, you have to be advanced.
Okay.
So yeah, but great to watch, though. Really great to watch.
They warm you up, then they give you some of the choreography so that you can go to ballet BC's master class, probably learn part of their routine, then go to the performance
and see
what you learned and see how it really probably should be done. And they're all at the high school. The high school's been wonderful letting us use their studios over the years. So I have to do a shout out to them. And what else is good? This is a really busy time for us. There's a lot going on.
Well, I think you got it all there.
You
and
did.
If people are missing anything, they can go to lagunadancefestival.org to find it. Joy Ditbrunner,
Thank you.
CEO of the festival. And I think it's really important what you guys are doing for Laguna.
Thank you.
And we hope it goes very well this year. We hope you sell some tickets and our listeners can support it.
Thank you very much. I hope to see you there.
All right. We'll see you soon.